Cadaver. Why were two homicide detectives at the morgue on a Saturday afternoon? Charbonneau was a large man with spiky hair that resembled a hedgehog's. He greeted me in English.
Hey, Doc.
I pulled off my gloves and lowered my mask. What's going on? Claudel answered, his face tense, his eyes cheerless in the harsh fluorescent light.
Dr. Lamanche will be here shortly. He can explain.
Claudel detested autopsies. Without another word, he pulled the door wide and brushed past his partner. Charbonneau turned to me.
This is hard for him. He has kids. The heathens struck this morning.
Ever hear of Richard Marcotte?
The name was vaguely familiar.
Maybe you know him as Araignée, Spider. Great guy, and an elected official in the outlaw biker set. Spider is the Viper sergeant-at-arms, but he had a real bad day today. When he set out for the gym around 8 this morning, the heathens blasted him in a drive-by while his old lady dove for cover in a lilac bush.
Charbonneau ran a hand backward through his hair, swallowed.
In the process, they also killed a little girl. They're bringing her here now. Marcotte was dead on arrival. He's out back.
My fingers tightened around the gloves. A child. I could feel the familiar surge of emotions and needed to get away. I tore off my plastic apron, balled it together with the mask and latex gloves, and threw everything into a biological waste container. Then I washed my hands and rode the elevator to the 12th floor. I don't know how long I sat in my office, staring at the St. Lawrence. Being a forensic anthropologist, I've developed some immunity to violent death. Since the medical examiner turns to me to derive information from the bones of the mutilated, burned, or decomposed, I've seen the worst. My workplaces are the morgue and autopsy room, so I know how a corpse looks and smells, how it feels when handled or cut with a scalpel. I'm accustomed to bloody clothing drying on racks, to the sound of a striker saw cutting through bone, to the sight of organs floating in numbered specimen jars. But I have always been unsettled by the sight of dead children. The shaken baby, the battered toddler, the emaciated child of religious zealots, the preteen victim of a violent pedophile, the violation of young innocence has never failed to agitate and distress me. Dear God, why such insanity? The mutilated men I had left downstairs had also died as a result of the current biker war. Don't get despondent, Brennan. Get coldly, resolutely angry. Then apply your science to help nail the bastards. Yep, I agreed with myself aloud and headed downstairs. Charbonneau was in the anteroom of one of the small autopsy suites.
What's her name? I asked.
Emilie-Anne Toussaint. She was on her way to dance class.
He tipped his head toward the adjoining room.
La Manche has begun to post.
I slipped past the detective into the autopsy room. A photographer was taking pictures while the pathologist made notes and shot Polaroid backups. I watched La Manche grasp a camera by its side handles, then raise and lower it above the body. The lens moved in and out of focus over one of the wounds in the child's forehead. La Manche depressed the shutter release. A white square slid out, and he pulled it free and added it to a collection on the side counter. Emilie-Anne's body bore evidence of the intensive effort to save her life. Her head was partly bandaged, but I could see a clear tube protruding from her scalp, inserted to monitor intracranial pressure. A tube ran down her throat and into her trachea and esophagus, placed in order to oxygenate the lungs and to block regurgitation from the stomach. Catheters for IV infusion remained in her vessels, and the circular white patches for EKG electrodes were still pasted to her chest. Such a frantic intervention, almost like an assault. I dragged my eyes back to the small body. Emilie-Anne wore nothing but a plastic hospital bracelet. Next to her lay a pale green hospital gown, bundled clothing, a pink backpack, and a pair of high-top red sneakers. A little girl did not belong here. When I looked up, La Manche's sad eyes met mine. Putting a chokehold on my emotions, I described the progress I was making with my own cases, reassembling the corpses of two bikers.